All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, go.
It's episode number 69 of WordPress Plugins A to Z. Today we've got an update silencer, dummy content generator, some location-based plugins, admin menu management, polls, voting, and once again we cater to John's Diablo obsession. All coming up on episode 69 of WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
And welcome back. It's fun time for another fun-filled, exciting episode. And yes, here I am. I know it's been a little bit since we got out our last show, folks, but sometimes we just get behind the eight ball, and we won't forget you, and we will keep them coming. So, glad to be back, Marcus.
Absolutely. Excellent. Absolutely. It's been a while. We've got some great plugins here on the show to share with everybody, and even a little bit of feedback from the audience.
Yes, we do. That's kind of great. Always love to have lots of feedback from the audience. Let's see, what have I been up to for the last week? Well, you know, it's been kind of a week off, and went over to Vancouver last weekend to cheer my wife on as she ran a marathon.
Good. How'd she do?
She did all right. Actually, she ran the half marathon and did what they call their new personal best. So,
great.
She did quite well in it for herself, which was kind of exciting, her and all her friends. And it was a good time for me. I got a little bit of vacation break.
Sounds fun.
And I always like going to Vancouver. Vancouver's lots of fun. It's a nice little weekend. So what else have we got? We've got one little piece of information coming up here. Just one piece coming back from a listener. And let's fire that off for folks.
Hello, John and Marcus. This is Thomas J. from Central California. And love your show. And had a question, this one might be more for Marcus. I know that he's more of a fan of the homepage sliders, and I'm in the middle of working on a project that needs a pretty fancy slider. So I didn't know if he'd come across one that might be like this. The one that the client has as an example is on epicgames.com. It's E-P-I-C. Games.com. So if you happen to know of any that are like that or could be just tweaked a little bit to be like that, I would really appreciate it. Thanks and keep up the great work.
Okay, I guess I'll fire it off there, Thomas. That's actually good timing on that. I've been banging my head against the wall on just such an event all day today, actually, coming up to the podcast. And and I found that I was trying to use plugins. There's several plugins that will work for sliders and will give you something like that that you can modify. But in my particular case, I was looking for something a little bit more flexible and would allow me to create more exactly what I was after. And what I discovered when digging through code and other websites to see what they were using was I discovered one called Carousel Bootstrap. And that one there, you can get all the JavaScript and the installation information from GitHub. I'll stick the link to it in the show notes for you. And what you can do is pop over there. You'll be able to find out just about everything you need about it. And it's very flexible. I like the fact in particular of what I needed it to do is when I had a site that would shrink down to say they're going to use it on their iPad or their iPhone, that this carousel, which we're using as the header, would shrink down in proper proportions to it and stay. And that's what this one does. It does it very quite nicely. And that's one I would recommend to you. How about you, Marcus? What have you got for Thomas?
Well, it looks like a heavy jQuery slider on that epicgames.com, and it's definitely custom coded. So you're not going to find many plugins kind of off the rack that do that sort of functionality. But, you know, there's nothing stopping you from jumping on Odesk or Elance or one of those types of sites and just say, hey, look, I need a slider that does exactly this. Program it out for me. And you can generally find somebody that can do that type of thing. So it's, you know, sometimes you have to resort to the open market as far as getting a particular set, especially for a client, as far as any plugins that you need done. So, you know, try Bootstrap Carousel, as John mentioned. Try some of the other jQuery JavaScript type sliders that are out there as far as functionality, or if none of those do the trick exactly like your client wants, then just go ahead and check in the open market. I'm sure you'd be surprised as to exactly how cheap you can get that done.
There you go, Thomas. That'll definitely help you move down the line with that. Let's see. What else have we got this week? A little bit of interesting news coming up. I tripped across a couple articles yesterday. One of them is about an expert warning that the auto-update feature in WordPress is being used to infect blogs with malware. And you'd have to read the article to understand all of the technical that he was talking about on there. But it seems like there was a way. And this looks like it was more of a problem before the latest release of WordPress at 3.3.2. So that might have been the security flaw that they fixed. So you might check into that and read that article over.
Yeah, but update all of your installations anyway.
Yeah, always.
But definitely check out that news, because you don't want to have a backdoor that's literally, you know, right into the core. That's bad.
That's very bad. WordPress 3.4 Beta 4 was released this last week. So I guess you're going to miss the first week of May there, Marcus.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, I've tried it. It's actually on two different sites that I'm trying to run. One of them's a little iffy with a couple of the plugins that I run.
Yeah.
There's one that we mentioned on the show before, a couple shows back perhaps, that's a Twitter aggregator where you can feed from a particular hashtag list or, you know, a user's list of other Twitterers. And it seems to be having a little bit of difficulty with that particular plugin. I'm not sure why, but tried it on a completely different version, and it works fine. So it could just be the plugin code. It could be something. But so far, the beta's okay.
Excellent. I haven't even got around to trying the beta yet. Trying to keep up with everything else at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing major. There's nothing huge in the upgrade.
And one last article about Automattic itself is WordPress is suddenly big business. They're on target for making $54 million this next year. Mm. So they're doing quite nicely with their profitability. Nice little article, little tidbit of news about Automattic.
Nice. Congratulations, Matt. I know you're listening.
Glad to hear that's moving along quite nicely for you. All right. So anything else?
No, man. Let's get into them.
Let's tear it apart then. All right, on to plugins. And I've got three plugins here. Let's see if I can pull them all up into my memory and make sure I've got it all working well. Starting off, last week I needed to go do some research on some voting plugins. One of my friends was setting up a voting system to accept nominations and votes on a contest he was running. And I went digging through for some free plugins, and here's what I found for the most part. WP Voting 1.7. Started to check it out. It looked like it'd be a nice plugin, but I couldn't locate the proper way of getting it to function. So basically, I simply abandoned it. It held high hopes of being able to do what I needed it to do. The description and everything was all nice, but as I said, couldn't get it to run, so tossed it out, and there you go. That's what it was. It was a dog.
Exactly.
Was that your dog?
It was indeed, yes.
Well timing. So that got a one dragon rating. All right.
Okay, so here's what I've got. Basically, there are particular client installs that many of us run, and the clients themselves go in and, you know, they edit their own content or add content to the site. We all have clients like that. Well, I have a particular client that is a worrywart. You know what I'm talking about. These guys that see one thing like, oh my gosh, the all-in-one SEO plugin needs an update. Can you take care of that? And they'll call you at 2 in the morning just to let you know that there's a plugin update or, you know, WordPress update that needs to be done, even though you know darn well that it's, you know, ready.
Yeah.
So basically what this does is this plugin is called Silence, and it disables the plugin update checking and notification system completely. Lazy way to just kind of put a mask over your subordinates and these smaller, you know, all the different people down the chain that you don't really need to be complicated their lives with these different updates. You know, you can do those yourself.
I think it's more or less complication for your life because they don't call you up.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're looking for that sort of cloak of invisibility, so to speak, then check out Silence. You can find a link to it in our show notes, and I gave that one a 3 out of 5.
Excellent. Yeah, I use a few of those silencing-type plugins to disable the update notifications on a few client sites, just because they don't need to know.
Nope.
All right, what have I got next? Let's see. I have another polling plugin. It's called Cardozo WordPress Poll. And it's, you know, not too big of a plugin. It's been updated fairly recently, downloaded, you know, 5,000 times. And I found it to be pretty decent. I did mark it down a little bit for the icon he stuffs in the menu sidebar. The guy let his ego get away with him, and he actually uses a picture of himself as the icon created in the menu sidebar in your WordPress install.
That's an edit for me.
I thought that was a bit over the top. The only problem I did find with it was it only placed polls in the sidebar in a widget controlled by the plugin settings. It seemed pretty nice for simple polls. You couldn't use it for anything exotic. In particular, what we were looking for here was we wanted a plugin that would handle disallowing people to vote more than once per day and not just tie it to IP addresses, try to make them log in. This one here can be set up to force people to log in to vote, but it doesn't seem to stop the multiple votes. And it does give nice stats on the polls that was created. It had a couple options that were not clearly explained, but you can customize the widget for displaying the poll colors. All in all, pretty decent. Would have got a 3 out of 5, but I had to mark it down for 1 just because of his ego.
Darn.
2 dragons.
Ego boost.
Well, ouch. Yeah. When you take a picture of yourself to create the icon, I think that's just a little over the top.
Did he have the picture plus a link?
No, it was a picture of himself, and then next to that was the normal links for, you know, the plugins.
To his eHarmony profile.
Yeah, pretty much, something like that.
So. All right. Well, John, how many times have you been working on a brand new site, and you load up a new theme, and you get some plugins and such, and you just kind of wish that there were content already just kind of magically on the site? How many times has that happened for you?
Oh, I'd like that a few times.
Yeah, almost every time for me. So I found this particular plugin with a new build that I was doing. It's called SCF Dummy Content. So what this plugin does is it populates your sites with dummy titles, content, and even does dummy featured images, John.
Really?
It creates posts, pages, even custom post types, create terms for any registered taxonomies you have. Taxonomies? Is that right?
Taxonomies.
Yeah. So there's a ton of different options to play with, and I messed with just about every one of them. I even did it for a store site that I was doing so I could put fake product images in there, and it worked really great. So if you're looking to set up a stage site for a client or something like that this doesn't get a dog rating. This is a really great plugin, and I know we're really being restrictive as far as, you know, giving out the fives, and this would have had a 5 had it had just a little bit more documentation, but this one gets a 4 out of 5 from me. It's SCF Dummy Content.
That sounds kind of nice. That could save a little bit of grief in the initial development stages.
Yeah, a ton actually.
Excellent. That's one that I'm going to keep in mind for setting up websites. All right, so the last one, yes, this one here caters to my little minor obsession with Diablo right now. Actually, I think it's more my wife's minor obsession. And of course, you know, whatever makes my wife happy makes me happy. Mm-hmm. So I was tootling around and found something totally brand new. In fact, so brand new, I was the 7th person to download it. And it had only been up there for 20 hours. So I think that's the newest plugin I've ever found and downloaded and played with. And what it is it's in honor of Diablo 3, which is, of course, launching next week for those of you that are gamers out there. And what it is, it's just a simple thing for those who might write about Diablo or any other components of Diablo. It sets a plugin in place that allows you to stick a piece of short code, which you'll go over to the Diablo official website and pull the information into a pop-up onto your website to talk about whatever weapons or items or other cool stuff you were want to show off. So just kind of a fun thing to add to your site. And if you're a gamer or you write about games like Diablo, this one here enhances it. And that's all it is. It's because it was simple. It actually worked. You know, it got a pretty decent, nice, even 3 out of 3 dragon rating on it.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. I like the way that they tie that in. So it just shows like more information about the particular weapon or skill or whatever that you're talking about?
Yeah, all the stuff that's contained on Blizzard's website. At Blizzard, because, of course, Blizzard's got a complete listing of everything. And so you just put the name of the item, which actually goes to their permalink on the item, which is a nice clean permalink, and it pops up the item in a nice pop-up window. It'll show up real nice when I put this into the show notes, because I'm gonna throw the plugin in so it can show itself off.
Yeah, you know what would be nice, since you're already short coding these things. Now, does it show just a link? That's it.
That's all it does. It just shows it shows the link. Like for instance, I've got it tagged here with Apprentice Light Crossbow. You wrap it in a D3 tag, and then it just pulls the info over.
So see, wouldn't this be nice if Marco, the author, could develop this to where it pulled up some sort of other rich media, like you hover over it and it shows you like the weapon in action or something like that, you know?
If Diablo or if Blizzard offers that, I'm sure he could develop it that further.
That would be cool.
He's just done a pretty basic, quick creation of this, and as he said, he's going to be doing some more development of it. So.
Well, John, we had always talked about the floating admin menu or admin menus in general at the top of every WordPress install when you're kind of going around, and a lot of people have mixed reactions about it. A lot of people don't even like it because if they're scrolling down on the page, the menu goes away.
Right.
So I found a plugin that actually can solve this. It's called Floating Admin Menu, and it's one of these lazy plugins. Mm-hmm. That basically you turn it on and it turns the admin menu to where no matter how far down you scroll, it'll always stay on top for you.
Nice.
So, plain, simple, lazy, 4 out of 5.
So if you've gotten used to the admin bar, this will be a nice one for you.
Absolutely. And then we often have these discussions here on the show, and I'm going to close out with one final plugin for everybody about filtering out, other countries that are, synonymous for spamming or things like that, that just up to nefarious purposes. And if you're a local business, you really don't care about traffic from India or Russia or anything like that. So I found a very cool plugin that you can add to your blog. It's called Content by Location, where actually you can say, like, in a short code, country equals India, and then put a separate set of content for just that country. Or you can, I guess, do this by languages or even filter out a phone number if you're an international company that has a WordPress installation to where it shows basically where they're coming from, and it gives them a specific set of content just based on their location. So that one gets a 3 out of 5. The only problem is it uses a web API. So, yeah, it's okay, but I don't like going through third parties to do my filtering like that. So I just gave it a 3 out of 5 just for that reason. alone, but looking forward to seeing what they can come up with as an alternative to this, if people can get inspired by this and create their own content and plugins for this later. So
that could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Yeah, because actually what you could do is use one page that is, from an SEO perspective, you've got every language based on where that particular crawl comes from. And I don't know how Google would determine that as far as where they crawl from or how they crawl. But if you could provide them one type of thing where they didn't have to go through Google Translate, because you don't want to necessarily translate your entire page, but maybe just certain sections of the page. So give this a shot.
That's one to look into. Mm-hmm. I know I've got to do that in particular for my one tourist client here who is starting to do marketing overseas. So that could be useful. I'll have to keep that in mind. All right. So what else have we got? That's pretty much it. I've got no other plugins here today. I've got some reminders for folks. Don't forget us at iTunes, blueberry.com, and voa.com. Three places for grabbing the podcast or going into putting up notices about us. Tell folks about us. Give us a good referral.
Absolutely. Spread the word. It sounds like a lot of people are really digging the show, both from our comments and our reviews on iTunes. SpeakPipe is always open, so make sure you go to the website, click on that tab to the left, and leave us a message. Tell us if you like the show, and if you're looking for a particular plugin, we'll definitely keep our nose to the ground and search it out for you.
Always willing to go search it out, and if I don't have time, eventually I'll stick it in the back of my head and always eventually stumble across it. I have been over the last week, as I run across premium plugins that seemed of interest, not that I could use, I've been reaching out to the authors and seeing if they wanted to donate to us and have us do a review of their plugins. And I've got a couple authors that are looking to send me their plugins. So
great.
That'd be kind of nice. We'll have some premium plugins. We'll start showing up on the show and see how they do.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good ones out there that are premiums. And by premium, we're not talking these aren't thousands of dollars or things like that. You know, some of these plugins may be $10, you know, $5, whatever. But it is worth contributing to the authors so that you get a premium plugin. That's called premium for a reason.
Yes.
They work. You get support. It's not just like something that somebody codes and throws in the WordPress repository. These are actual legitimate entities that people want to develop and update and upgrade as time goes on. So we're happy to review those on the show going forward, and looking forward to getting some of those review evaluation copies from the authors directly.
Yeah, that'll be kind of nice. All right, so that's all I've got here. I guess you can contact me at my website, johnoverall.com, Twitter at onkonsu, and on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverall.com or johnoverall.com, and of course my email at dragon@wppluginsaz.com.
And you can contact me at my website, ever expanding, marcuscouch.com. Same with Twitter, at marcuscouch. facebook.com/marcuscouch is where you can find me on the big IPO, as it were. And you can email me right at the website, marcus@wppluginsaz.com.
All right, and that's all we got. So let's carry this out. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved, by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Now you're into the secret sauce of the podcast, and what do I have for you to do on this episode? I have a song for you. Not a whole hell of a lot else, no other secret news or information, except maybe that I am working on a new project, which is going to be of a benefit and a boon to you, our listeners. All right, and that's all I can say on that. So here's the song. And it is called Lay Down Your Guns by David Pendragon and Tribe World. Enjoy!
And the old man sits down in the dust by the roadside. His song sticks ring out with the rhythm of life. The song line he's weaving from time out of time. The tribe may be lost, but the history's alive. And the old ones have sung, and the old ones have hunted. The old ones are keeping our history alive. There's war and there's earthquake, there's famine and hunger, barbed wire in the desert and blood on the sword. There's fighting for peace, and it's so fucking futile. The sun's face grows dull at these rumors of war. And the beat's getting stronger, the song's getting louder. The people are dancing their dances of war. Aye, dilly, aye, 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 aye. And it's so fucking futile. The sun's face grows dull